people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adon 1, and welcome to another rendition of I'm Chris Adon 1 podcast. I forgot the episode. I do apologize, but I will numero uno corrected in the description as well as the title. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. Guys, hit the notification bell. Feel free to hit the subscription button. Please subscribe to me on Spotify. I gotta get my Spotify numbers up, all right, so I can get the other necessary tools as far as monetization, particularly on Spotify. And you can still listen to this on any type of service or platform you normally listen to, like iTunes, Anchor. Well, Anchor is merged into Spotify. But nevertheless, I'm the best. Get us lit in the podcast algorithm. Today, we're going to have a great show. We're going to be first talking about Apple Showcase. We're going to be more talking about the VR headset. We may dabble into some showcases in gaming. And we're going to get into and tap into the Zion situation as the Zion world turns, okay? First and foremost, let's talk about Apple. They talk about a lot of updates about their phones, about privacy, safety, and security. That's like the number one topic, particularly on social media. You know, everyone wants to protect their privacy, respect their privacy, and I understand that. There's a lot of hackers. There's a lot of crazy people out there. And if you utilize Apple products, they got tools in place where it's going to be a living nightmare for people that's going to try to steal your information. So they talked briefly about that. They also talked about the messaging. They revamped the messaging with a better spell check. They also talked about emojis and things of that nature to make your messages cute. Particularly when you're texting someone. I thought that was cool. But I felt like the biggest thing out of this whole presentation is the VR headset. This thing is a bad boy, all right? I think VR is, you know, first and foremost, let me tell you guys my opinion about VR. You know, Sony done dipped their toes into it. Several other companies have dipped their toes into it. And I think the VR wave is just getting stronger and stronger. And I feel like this headset is going to be like the Lamborghini of all VR headsets, okay? The one thing I do like that they don't really talk about is the visibility of the outside world. You can adjust that. You can dim it or you can darken it. Okay, but you can still see around your surroundings. That was the one thing I did not like about VR is, yeah, you know, the games as well as the things that you can do on VR that's special, like surfing on the interwebs and watching movies and television and playing video games and things of that nature. That's all fine and dandy. But the one thing I did not like about VR, when you look at the older headsets of VR, was the inability to see your outside surroundings. I don't like putting something over me. And yeah, I get to see all the great things that this thing could possibly do. But at the same time, I don't know what's around me. Okay, I just feel uneven about VR. I have checked it out. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I know the importance of it. And I know how this potentially can blow up. And it's been a slow roller coaster ride for VR. You know, not a lot of people are jumping on to the VR technology. And I feel like a lot of people, a lot of consumers, a lot of casual VR people are going to be interested in it. And this thing is going to jump off. Now, I liked everything that they showed in the VR. The batteries, it's a small battery. It's not a lot of wires. You have the freedom and flexibility to do whatever you want to do. You don't need a large room to utilize the Apple VR headset. And it is, if you look at the technology under the hood, this thing is high tech, as high tech as it can go, particularly with Apple. Everything is small and streamlined and nice and dandy. Like I said, not a lot of wires. And, you know, they talked about this, but the price point, I feel like that's the only negative people are going to say about VR. It's just too high of a cost. Obviously, they're going to have to advertise this as, you know, like I said, it's the Maybach of VR. You got Sony into VR. You got these other companies that are into VR, but no one that has VR equipment or utilizing VR is on this rail, is on this wave of what Apple is unleashing. And I do feel like a lot of other companies are going to, high-tech companies, are going to adapt what Apple is doing with their VR headset. They're going to copy and paste whatever Apple does. Yes, it costs a lot. This thing is not cheap. You know, I think Sony's headset is like $400, $500. And this headset, I believe, is like upwards to like $3,000. That's a lot of money to utilize this Apple product. You know, I don't think a lot of people are going to, you know, if you're not, if you're, you know, if you're on the edge of it, you're not sure it's something that you may be interested in, that's a huge price to pay to tip your toes in to see whether or not you're going to like this. And I feel like first time people that are in VR, they're going to be skeptical about it. I do feel like people that have money to burn, and also with Apple products, you don't have to have all the money up front. You just pay installments. I think people that are on the borderline, they may be into it. But I do feel like as this thing sets up, I feel like people that are fans of VR are going to take a bite at it. So I think this is a product, and I know a lot of people are going to be skeptical about what I'm about to say. This is an impulse buy. If this premieres in the holidays, this is going to be the product everybody wants under their Christmas tree. Obviously, they're going to have to advertise this with celebrities. They're going to have to advertise this on primetime hours to get people used to the fact that Apple has a VR headset. But still, it looks fascinating. And it looked like something I would be interested in buying. But if you buy it right now, I don't think it's ready right now. It's just not a lot of stuff, not a lot of software to get into it now. Something that if you're a technology geek, if you like the latest and if the latest thing, the latest fads and things of that nature, you're going to get it. But if you get into it early, there's not a lot of stuff on the horizon that you're going to utilize this thing. Okay, you know, Disney said that they're going to make stuff for VR for Apple. That was at the showcase. They didn't really show off or tease any type of games that's going to be utilizing VR. But obviously, this is going to be a product that you rather get into it late than sooner. I feel like if you get into it late, it's going to be the technology is going to get better. It's going to be more tools added to it. Plus, it's going to be more software added to it as well. So, yeah, this VR thing could blow up. So that's pretty much it with the Apple showcase. I kind of want to just move on. We're going to briefly run into the showcases for the past couple of weeks. Sony and Microsoft, they had their showcase. Not a lot of people were hyped about Sony presentation. A lot of people there was a lot of people that were hype about the Microsoft presentation, but I feel like Sony's presentation, when you look at it on the outside coming in, there were some titles, but it wasn't that big heavy hitter. It wasn't that big home run. That, you know, the Sony presentation, they played it safe. A lot of singles, a lot of doubles, but no triples and no home runs, all right? Wasn't nothing big came out of Sony, all right? It was some solid stuff, but nothing big. And when you look at Microsoft showcase that went down a couple of days ago, well, last week, it was a lot of stuff, a lot of promise, but a lot of stuff on the horizon on Game Pass that people are going to appreciate. Wasn't that big juggernaut hit other than Starfield. Everyone has their concerns about Starfield. Now, after the presentation, they talk about this is going to be running on 30 frames. So if you have an Xbox Series X and S, this is going to be running at 30 frames. I think console gamers are used of playing games at 30 frames. You know, now this is going to be running at 60 frames or 30 frames or how many frames you want on PC. But if you are a console gamer, and I always say this, console gamers and PC gamers, they're in two different lanes, okay? The PC is driving on the interstate with no headlights, I mean, with no stoplights. And console gamers are on main roads with plenty of stoplights, stop signs, traffic, and things of that nature. So if you're a console gamer, this news should not shock you. It should not make you, should not make you concerned. You know, you're used to playing a lot of games at 30 frames. So yeah, that's pretty much it with those two showcases. Not a lot of stuff that we can talk about, but yeah, I just want to keep y'all well informed of what transpired in the last couple of weeks. With the Apple showcase, PlayStation was like a couple of weeks after that, and the Microsoft presentation, which was last week. So, yeah, there we go. All right, so let's get into the Zion Williams stuff. Now, if you've been following me on my YouTube channels, I'm Chris the Don One YouTube, or Just My Opinion Podcast on YouTube. Check out both of those channels. Rate, comment, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and followers. Shameless plug, by the way, okay? But I went in on about the Zion Williams situation. And basically, if you've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. Zion Williams is caught out here in these simping streets. Basically, he's tricking off his money, giving large amount of money for an ex porn star by Mona in the Middle, Stephanie Mills, Meek Mills. I don't know what you know. I don't know this lady. She has been in the porn industry, and you can tell that everything on her body is enhancements and things of that stuff, but you know, things of that nature. But you shouldn't judge a person on their features on the outside. But I'm just telling it. I'm just calling it for what it is. But basically, she exposed, if you want to call it exposing, to the world that Zion Williams gave her money and they used to have a sexual relationship. And it comes on the heels of Zion Williams announcing to social media that he got some Instagram model pregnant. And I guess this is going to be the one for him. I'm pretty sure he's going to marry her or just have another baby by her. She's set for life. She's happy. Mona Mills is not happy because he had to end that relationship. And she's been on a Twitter tirade even to today. I mean, even up to today with the announcement. I mean, she's been on Twitter constantly for like 5 days. She is big mad, big hurt. Because she lost her meal ticket. You know, she's not on Twitter because he done broke her heart. She's on Twitter because she fumbled the bag. You know, she thought she had this lock, stocked, and barreled. And she knows that this girl is pregnant. Now, she threw out some mentions out there on Twitter that she's late and possibly she's pregnant. But if she's pregnant, she's going to have to take a DNA test, see if it's Zion Williamson baby. Now other strippers and porn stars and IG models has came to the forefront to expose Zion Williams. And Zion Williams on social media is getting blasted, okay? You know, this man is messaging to her about, did she get things that he would like for her to wear, transferring money to this lady. I mean, this lady had all the receipts. And, you know, Zion, she just threw Zion business out there, okay? Now, Zion did talk about it briefly, but he didn't talk about it too much a couple of days ago. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I said this in my video, I feel like this is the new age of dating. You know, there's no courtships. There's no, you know, asking, you know, being attracted to someone to have some type of kinetic feelings about. You know, this is the new way of dating, okay? If you have money, you can be with any girl you want to be with, okay? You know, now there have been talk last week that there's a possibility that the New Orleans Pelicans are open to trading Zion Williams. I feel like that's more of a business decision, a financial decision. I feel like that's more of a basketball decision than his outside extracurricular activities with an ex-porn star. And, you know, simping these porn stars and Instagram models has less to do about that, more to do about that than the other stuff. I did mention in my video a year ago, I'm Chris Dom One, I think I briefly talked about it on Just My Opinion, that I rather, the Zion Williams train, I rather get off of it a year or two early than try to get off of it a year or two late. Okay, particularly when he gets ready to sign that Supermax. Now, and the reason why, and this was before all these accusations and stuff like that. At the end of the day, the best ability to have as a professional athlete is availability. And Zion Williams have never had the ability of availability. He's always been injured. He's been battling through a lot of stuff. You know, he's an athletic power forward who has a lot of mass on him, and he's been working through it. He's a process. But I was pretty much on the bus of, look, I'd rather get off the Zion Williams train a year or two early than 2 years late. Now, there's reports out there that suggest that there's a possibility that Zion Williams can land with, you know, Michael Jeffrey Jordan over there with the Charlotte Hornets. I understand why people are linking those two things up. This is all rumors, by the way. Allegedly. That's a possibility. And I understand why people are linking it because, you know, he's a Michael Jordan representative. He represents the Jordan brand, Zion Williams. And it makes that type of sense, but it doesn't make basketball sense to me. It kind of makes financially makes sense. But other than that's pretty much it. It makes more sense that he's an endorser for the Jordan brand. I have been very skeptical about Zion Williams ever since he came into the league. I think he's, you know, I mean, he can, you know, he has the potential to have an average career in the NBA. But unfortunately, carrying that mass, and he's been carrying it since Duke, you know, being that heavy and, you know, primarily you're using your athleticism, your ligaments are going to betray you, okay? Your body is going to betray you, all right? Now, he has added other things to the arsenal as far as his skill set go. He's more and more getting better and better as a perimeter player. I'm not saying he's huge. He's hugely better, but he's working on it. He's bringing other things to the arsenal because he knows when he gets older, the athleticism is going to go away. And what else you have when you're not athletic no more? So he's learning real fast about that. I think his low post, he's gotten way better with the back to the basket. But other than that, is he worth a max contract? And I said this on Just My Opinion podcast. He's no different than Chris Paul. He's going to give you these numbers and he's going to have streaks and things of that nature in the regular season. But when it matters the most, when you need him in the postseason, he's going to be unavailable because of his health concerns. Now, you can monitor his minutes. You can put him under a diet. You can, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, he's going to start depending a little bit heavier on his athleticism. And carrying that type of mass up and down the court, you're utilizing your athleticism and depending on it a little bit more, therein lies the struggle. So, you know, I know a lot of people think that it's all because of this heat with the Instagram model and the ex-porn star, but it's more to do, it's a basketball decision. You know, they have tried it. They kicked the tires around. And let's just be real and be honest. He's just not that guy anymore. You know, it is what it is. Let me hold on 1 second, folks. Hold on 1 second. But yeah, but that's pretty much Zion Williams. You know, he's not that guy. He's not that guy. So,